So the question for today is, do you fear God or are you actually afraid of him? Those two things sound very similar, but they're different. And confusing them, I believe personally, has kept a lot of believers, followers of Jesus, stuck in anxiety, shame, and actually spiritual distance, preventing a relationship, a true relationship with God, without ever really realizing why. This feels so personal to me because I talk with women all the time in my coaching business, in person, where they are so afraid to get it wrong. When something is happening in their life and there's pain involved, there is this constant fear of, did I upset God? Did I do something? Is this my punishment? They start recounting their sins and the mistakes that they made in their past. And yes, some of that has to do with just identity and what they believe, the theology of God that they carry. I totally get that. But I also know that we have to be able to differentiate, do I fear God or is there this fear that I have of him that I've been taught, whether it's how I've read the scripture, whether it's what churches that I grew up in or how it was demonstrated to me. So if this is something that you wrestled with, join us. Stay with me for today's episode. I personally believe that many of us were taught that fearing God means be careful, don't mess it up. We think it's about worrying and disappointing him, this constant state of checking if we've done enough. This is a big one where my one-on-one coaching clients and I will often discuss because they'll tell me, well, you know, I'm praying, I'm reading, and I'm listening to this sermon, and I'm listening to this worship music, and I just feel so distant from God. And they want to know, like, I can hear the urgency, the desperation, the pain of what can I do right for God to hear me, for this to go away. And I can't get into all of the layers to that. But again, it's this constantly checking, like, am I doing enough? Is this the right thing? Is this the thing that's going to make me feel quote unquote close to God? And what happens is this constant state of feeling on edge. And when we feel this anxiousness around God, prayer can feel tense. It makes you want to overthink every decision. And I want you to raise your hand and smile and giggle a little bit if this is how you feel because you're afraid of getting it wrong. We assume that that's what fearing the Lord looks like or fear of the Lord looks like. But scripture is very different about this. I know for me personally, I used to believe that God was kind of this person just out in the distance, sitting on this throne, kind of telling me what to do from a non-personal point of view. And I just thought everything that was happening to me was like this lesson, and I couldn't differentiate between the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the spirit, and what was good and what was not. And I just kind of looked at everything that was happening, good or bad, as this lesson. And so I kept looking for the lesson more than the creator. And it was just kind of this constant state of, well, I must deserve to be here. Or something that we like to say often is, well, I'm here for a reason. And we just say things, right, that kind of keep us there. But I knew that the fruit of what I was carrying, it really wasn't peace. It was this constant state of striving. It was overthinking. It still kept me at a distance because I didn't make the connection piece. I just thought I was this quote unquote servant out to do all these things, hopefully to be in right standing with God. And I just kind of realized, like, something's off. This doesn't feel right. Biblical fear of the Lord is not terror. It shouldn't be dread. It shouldn't feel like you're walking on eggshells. It shouldn't feel as though you have to get yourself together to go, you know, be with him. The fear of the Lord is reverence. It's awe. It's humility. It's trust. And this is a big one. It's recognizing God's authority without questioning his goodness. This is something I say a lot, is that God is good to us even when it doesn't feel good to us or for us. Pain does not mean the absence of God. Pain does not mean punishment of God. Proverbs tell us that the fear of the Lord leads to wisdom, life, confidence, security. It's this fear of the Lord that actually draws you closer, not pushes you away. So if we are standing with the Lord in relationship and have fear of the Lord, we should have wisdom, we should have life, we should feel confident in our salvation, this sense of security. But being afraid of God, on the other hand, sounds like this. What if God is disappointed in me? What if I mess up his plan? What if I'm not hearing him right? I need to be careful. God might be upset if I do this. And that kind of fear creates distance. It fuels overthinking because you're so afraid of getting it wrong. You're so afraid of making a mistake. You're so afraid of having pain again, because we swear off pain. It makes God feel extremely unsafe, unpredictable, not good. It keeps you kind of stuck in this self-monitoring of the relationship. Am I doing this right? Maybe I need to read more. I need to pray more. And it just probably feels exhausting. And you probably feel like you're getting nowhere and not closer at all. Oftentimes that fear isn't about God at all. It's the beliefs that we formed about him. So now let me just name kind of the core difference between the two. So fear of God flows from trust. Fear of God leads to surrender, laying it down, knowing you don't have to control it. In other words, being afraid of God flows from uncertainty. Being afraid of God leads to control. As you can see, one can produce peace and the other can produce these anxious feelings inside of us. Scripture never shows God inviting his children into anxiety with him. Jesus never says, hey, let's have a relationship filled with anxiety, fear, messing it up, having anxiety around me. We don't see that. And I think many of us have learned this early on, sometimes in the church, sometimes just in life, through authority figures, mom, dad, pastor. I mean, even sometimes people we date. I know that there's been, even in my own, you know, coaching business with the clients I've worked with, of the spiritual head and how the scripture has been twisted and distorted, and they start to fear God. So our minds kind of learn, you know, stay alert, don't mess up, be careful. And those patterns don't just disappear because we love God. They show up in our thoughts. It's in our emotional reactions. It's the way we interpret scripture. And if we don't start to kind of slow down and untangle those patterns, we end up relating to God through our fear instead of this relationship of trust and learning how to get there. And if you're not ready for one-on-one coaching, it's also what I do inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, helping women identify the beliefs shaping their relationship with God and how to learn how to respond differently. You can get that by heading to the show notes, wherever you're listening to this, or head to jessicahoddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L. So to give you a simple shift today is about asking yourself this question when you think of God. Do my thoughts about God lead me toward him, or do they make me pull back? I want you to realize that question alone can reveal a lot about where you are right now. You don't have to change anything right this moment. I think you just need to notice, is this fear, is this constant overthinking, is it leading me to a deeper understanding, to a more revelation of who he is? Is it leading me toward him? Do I want to go toward him? Or is it making me pull back? Is it making me question who I am, questioning who he is? So just pay attention this week. How do you talk to God? How you imagine he responds to you? What assumptions your thoughts make about him? God is not inviting you into this fear that is paralyzing you, and you're not his puppet. He is inviting you into a reverence that steadies you. You don't honor God by being afraid of him. You honor him by trusting in his goodness. And if your thoughts about God have been shaped more by fear than freedom, that doesn't make you a bad Christian. I always say, this is an invitation then. It's nothing more than an invitation from the Lord. If today's episode stirred something inside of you, if you're realizing that your thoughts about God might be rooted in fear rather than trust, this is exactly what I created, my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. It helps you understand where your thoughts come from, separating truth and fear-based assumptions, untangling emotions that keep you stuck, and learning how to relate to God from a place of safety and not pressure. I love being able to bring this podcast to you every single week to help you recognize patterns and hear from so many of you how you've been able to just take these practices and apply them and how they've helped so much. So this course then is going to help you go even the next step further with clarity and compassion. Again, you'll find the link in the show notes if you're ready to take the next step, or you can head to jessicahoddle.com/HEAL, which is heal. You don't need to be afraid of God to honor him, and you don't need fear to walk in obedience. He's not God waiting, standing over you, I should say, waiting for you to fall. He is patient, he is kind, and he is faithful. Until next time, be gentle with yourself this week as you begin to understand where you are with the Lord. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.